This is WBAA. I'm Sam Clement, and I'm joined on the phone today with four-time Olympic gold medalist in diving, Greg Louganis. Greg, thank you so much for joining me.
My pleasure.
The London Olympics start shortly, and given your prolific career at the Games, what emotions do you experience as we draw closer to the start?
You know, my first Olympics was in 1976. I was a silver medalist, and I was only 16. So, I mean, that experience was totally different. Each Olympic experience was very different. Of course, there was a boycott of 1980. It was on that Olympic team, and then two golds, 84, two golds, 88. So in 84, I mean, I was like at the peak of my career. And so that was just an incredible experience. And then by 1988, the Chinese had caught up to me, and so I was hanging on by the skin of my teeth. I was going into that Olympic Games as a favorite, but as soon as I hit the board in that split second, I became the underdog. So, I think that's what really kind of helped me, you know, in my performance there.
With the emergence of the Chinese in the 88 Seoul Olympics, you know, when you think about the memories of standing on that podium, what's going through your mind as you recollect about what you had just accomplished?
Well, standing on the podium, receiving the medal, having a national anthem playing for you, I mean, it is, you know, it's an incredible experience. The thing where my mind went is I'm a firm believer that you don't achieve greatness on your own. There's always somebody there, whether it be a supportive coach, a supportive parent, a friend, somebody to get you along, a teammate. I mean, getting there to that moment in time, they were putting the medal around my neck, but in my mind's eye, they were putting that medal around the neck of everyone who was involved, my teammates, my friends, my family, my coach.
You talk about having that support system. Lately, you've taken on the role of mentor for David Bedaya in particular. He dives here at Purdue and is heading to London to compete in two events. What has it been like working with David?
You know, David is, I mean, he's an incredible talent. He's got a really good head on his shoulders, and it's just been, you know, a joy and a pleasure to, you know, just to be a part of his life, you know, and share. The thing that I've learned is that I don't always see things the way other people do, and sometimes I see things that are obvious to me that aren't quite so obvious to other people. So, you know, I've been able to share some of those experiences with David and help him along to be all that he can be, you know, because really, I mean, that's what it's going to take, you know, in London.
This is his second go around in the Olympics. He competed in Beijing. And I talked to him yesterday. He said that he feels more mature both physically and mentally. Have you noticed a difference in him as he prepares for the Games in London?
Most definitely. I mean, what I observed, because I wasn't there, was in Beijing. I mean, a lot of those kids, I mean, that was their first Olympics. I mean, it was almost like they were deers caught in the headlights, you know? They were just in awe, and they really didn't prepare to themselves to be at the Olympic Games. They were hoping to make the Olympic team. And they didn't practice being at the Olympic Games. You know, we get good at what we practice. So that's what I've been working with a lot of the kids is train as if you're at the Olympic Games. What is it going to feel like? What are your senses telling you, you know, in that atmosphere? You know, that I think is a major difference in David, because now I think that David has a better sense of belonging, you know, that he deserves to be there. And you have to have that to be able to compete and compete effectively on that level on the Olympic stage.
Throughout that process working with David, has he taken or have you noticed any of his talents that remind you a bit of yourself?
Well, it was funny because, like, I think it was almost a year ago, he was at the national championships, and he said, "Craig, I'm always pushed by my competition, and you know, my competition isn't here because they were having shoulder surgeries, getting ready, you know, for London. So his competition wasn't there, and you know, I'm always, you know, I always thrive on being pushed. And I turned to him and I said, David, you're not going to break a world record by hanging with the pack. You know, this is a perfect opportunity to practice leaving everybody in the dust, you know, and going forward and not looking back. And he had an incredible meet at that Nationals and didn't have to do his last dive to win. And the highest, second highest score of that, you know, that type of scoring system in the world, second only to a Chinese. I mean, you know, it was quite a sight to behold. I mean, it was just, it was great. He put it together, got it together, put it together, and really that's what he's going to need to do in London.
It's been a while since an American has medaled, let alone received a gold medal in the Olympics. Haven't medaled since 2000, haven't won a gold since 92. Why do you think there's been that drought?
I think a lot of it has been, you know, we have a lot of young coaches who, you know, haven't been there, you know, so, you know, they haven't had those experiences and, you know, and some of them have. And also, I think that the focus has been on result rather than focus first on the performance. So I think that what I observed in 04 and 08, what I got a sense from watching it on TV, because that's where I observed it, was a lot of the competitors were like deers caught in a headlight. You know, they weren't prepared. They may have been prepared physically, but they weren't prepared mentally and emotionally for what they were about to face.
And what do you think David's chances are as he heads to London to medal or even get gold?
I think David has a great chance of medaling, but I also think that Nick McQuarrie, I think that they're a wonderful team. I think that in them diving synchro, it's really elevated Nick's performance as well to get him to understand or take to heart that he belongs there too. So, you know, I think that they're good for each other. That's what we need. You know, we need that team, you know, camaraderie, but also practice, you know, that they're going into each practice and they look across the pool and they see what the other's doing. And it's kind of a challenge to rise to the occasion. You know, the better divers that you are, or better performers that you're with, that just elevates your game.
To have an American medal, whether it be David, Nick, whomever, how important would that be just for the sport itself here in America?
You know, we've had a drought since 2000. I mean, our last Olympic medal was Laura Wilkinson in 2000, and they've added four other events in diving. So we had four more shots at medals, and we have yet to get on the podium. So really, the goal is, you know, you got to walk before you run. So our goal is to get a team or individual on the podium.
Before I let you go, what are you most looking forward to with the London Olympics?
Visiting my train station. I have a train station named after me.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. Oh, and going to the Harry Potter, I mean, the Olympics, I love it. But, you know, being in London, I'm a huge Harry Potter fan. So I also got a day that I'm hoping I'm going to be able to take David and Nick with me on a tour of the set for Harry Potter.
It'll be good to get away and maybe let loose a little bit away from the competition.
Yeah, because, I mean, they're one of the first events up and they're the last event. So they're going to need something to, like, just take a breath, you know, and get away, get their mind elsewhere and enjoy and have fun and, you know, and then they can come back.
Winner of 5 Olympic medals, including 4 golds, considered by most the greatest American diver in history, Greg Louganis, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
My pleasure. Great talking with you.
Sam Clement, WBAA News.